What's going on, everybody? This is Cody in the Drifters Bruising Tune Studios on 97X, Owensboro's best rock. And today, I once again had the pleasure of talking with Miranda Embry of LS Music. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hopefully, you survived the Kentucky Bike Rally. How was that?
We did indeed. It was an experience, to say the least. A lot of fun, not much sleep. I was recovering for a couple of days, so it was quite enjoyable.
I've never been. I've seen pictures. I've heard things. But I hear it's mostly a good time overall.
Definitely. And, the music was good, so there was a couple bands we were there that we're friends with that we went to check out. And, it was great.
Well, let's get down to it. So, today, I just wanted to have you come in and talk about LS Music. Nothing in particular, but just LS Music in general. We've known each other for a little bit now, since I think around September.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Back whenever, I feel like LS Music was just kicking off right then.
Actually, it's in February because that's when the Scotty Austin show was.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
I think we've been talking a few months before that.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Scotty Austin show, it was around that time. That was like your first big deal. And that was a really good time, I hear. So yeah, we started doing that. And then, you've had some other shows come up and we do our best to promote those. But let's talk about, I know we touched a little bit the last time you were in, about how this all got started. So take us back to day one.
So basically, long story short, we were tired of driving 2 hours to go to a concert. And, we were like, Owensboro needs more variety. And if we can do anything to be a part of bringing that variety to town, then that's what we want to do. You'd have to drive to Evansville, or you'd have to drive to Nashville or Louisville to see a good concert. And we're like, why not just bring the concerts here?
Right, right. But at the same time, though, like, I know LS Music started here, but for you, it was years before. Because you're not from here originally, right?
Right, yeah. I'm from Atlanta. So actually, when I was 15 years old, I started my own little promotional gig. I was a concert promoter. This was back in the underground Christian music days where there was a lot of concerts. And it was the same basic principle. A lot of bands played at a lot of places, but at 15, I couldn't drive yet. And so I thought, I'll just get the bands to come here. So I started working with venues to try and get local bands and regional bands from all over the Southeast to come play shows in my hometown. And that's kind of how it started. And that's how I got involved with concert promoting.
And so how long were you in Atlanta doing that?
Gosh, I did that for several years as a teenager. And then I did some work with Hot Topic as well
as an adult.
Yeah, when I was managing with them, I did some promotional work and worked Mayhem Festival. I got to do some really cool things with Hot Topic. So that was a lot of fun.
So did you get to meet some of those artists whenever you were with Hot Topic?
I did. I had a booger wiped on me by Cannibal Corpse.
That is epic.
It was pretty awesome. I was very proud of myself to have that booger, so.
Well, there you go. That's where you and Justin met, am I correct?
Actually, we met when we were teenagers at a concert festival in Illinois. And that we met at a drum circle. This was like a metal show, back in the day. And I was 17 and he was 18. And 2 days later, we got engaged.
That is crazy. For those that don't know, Justin is Miranda's better half.
I don't know about that.
It depends on who you ask.
Better half.
It depends on who you ask. But this is something that you all are doing together, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so Justin was in a metal band, and he was in a very successful metal band, and that's kind of how we met. So he's got from the band's experience, that knowledge that he brings to the table, and then I have from the promoter side of it. So that's kind of how it just all worked together and became what it is now.
Some couples go out to eat. Some couples take up cooking classes. Some couples just start music promotions.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just start a company. It was literally, we woke up one day and like, all right, let's do this now. And then that's how it kind of happened.
That is so cool. That is very awesome.
Now that our kids are old enough, that we're able to do a little bit more outside of the home, we don't want to drive so far. So, we're like, why not just get back to our roots? They're old enough to start taking care of themselves a little bit, so let's have some fun again.
Right on. You all met there whenever you were teenagers. What brought you back to Owensboro, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so we were starting a family, and Atlanta isn't the greatest location for raising a family. It's not that it was bad. It's just we needed something different. We wanted to slow down.
Sure.
We wanted to get out of the six-hour traffic that you'd have to sit in one day. And there's not really a better place to raise a family, I feel like, than here. And this is where Justin is from, so that's why we came back to Owensboro.
I was about to ask why Owensboro, but Justin's from here. Just to reiterate, you come back to Owensboro, and you wanted to start some concert promotions, and you wanted to bring music closer to Owensboro.